exploring the people and places of the Dakota War of 1862. Today's feature brings into view the many treaties that were signed between two sovereign nations, the United States and the Dakota. Many treaties were made with the Dakota people, beginning in 1805, but a significant one was the 1851 Treaty of Traverse des Sioux with the Mittewakatins. This treaty ceded all of the Dakota land in Minnesota, 24 million acres, leaving two strips of land 10 miles wide along the north and south sides of the Minnesota River as reservations. Then, in 1858, yet another treaty was made that took the northern strip away. Dr. Murray Wingard is a professor of history at St. Cloud State University and the author of North Country, The Making of Minnesota.
I mean, I think 1858 really is really critical in bringing on the 1862 crisis. I really think it's that Treaty of 1858 because that made it impossible for the Dakota to live a traditional lifestyle.
Without the land and its many gifts, the people were forced to depend more and more on the promises made by the government to provide them food and the essentials of life. Many of these promises were not kept. Ben Leonard is the director of the Treaty Center at Traverse des Sioux in St. Peter, Minnesota.
If you look at history, it's not the treaties that themselves that caused the War of 1862. It's how those treaties were, how they were carried out, and the broken promises. So you had the Senate ratifying treaties differently than they were signed. The Senate said, well, we don't like this provision, so we're going to strike that out. We're not going to give you $1.665 million for your 24 million acres. We're going to give you $300,000 and put the rest in an account and pay you interest, 5% interest on that account for 50 years, but never actually pay you the principal. Well, that's not what was signed. We know that we said that the United States government would give land back on 10 miles on either side of the Minnesota River for Dakota people to live in perpetuity. But we changed that line in perpetuity, and we changed that to basically at the consent of the President of the United States. So instead of forever, now it's as long as the President of the United States says you can live there.
Exploring the People and Places of the Dakota War of 1862 is a production of Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota communities, made possible with a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The producer was Milt Lee, and the writer, Jamie Lee.